Hi, welcome to Ken Gregg's Character Picnic. I want to welcome everyone out to the picnic, a year in the making, so that we could all attend. Guest accommodations for the picnic are provided by Mother Nature. Well, hello, Mr. Moose.
I think that I shall never thrill to a thing as toasty as that grill.
You know, the practice of picnicking in the out-of-doors was originally invented in the early years of the Ming Dynasty.
Will you shut up already? When are you going to bring on them vittles? I've been riding all day, so don't give me none of that soy stuff, neither. I want me the real McCoy.
You know, Walter, it's champagne wishes and caviar dreams that lead to upset stomachs and hangovers.
Dateline today's picnic. Hordes of ants are descending on the food, striking terror in the hearts and minds of all in attendance. All the humanity.
No lousy ants are going to ruin this picnic. We'll take care of them, Smith, Wesson, and me.
I'm in the mood for ants simply because they're near me. Funny, but then they're near me.
Funny, but? Did you call me funny, but? Ouch! Get these ants off me! Help!
I've had picnics 12 feet away from 50,000 army ants who were trained to kill me. You want help with the ants? You can't handle the ants!
Submitted for your approval, a bowl, a large bowl, filled to the brim with potato salad. And of course, it's made from only the finest ingredients. From the Twilight Zone.
I think there's something funny in that potato salad, don't you know? I think I'm going to throw up!
Only a loyal member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police can save you from that potato salad, Ed.
Perhaps it's the mayonnaise gone bad. Oh dear, I'm feeling a bit faint. Catch me, Sean!
Watch where you're falling, woman. Looks like stomachs don't take too kindly to spoiled mayonnaise.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, a little spoiled mayonnaise never hurt anybody, huh? And in fact, they say whenever you get nauseous, an angel gets his wings.
People, we are in a dire emergency, and I strongly urge that we all make contact immediately with a more pleasant picnic area, far away from this microbial potato salad and these billions of extremely aggressive ants.
Golly! Hey, that spot's right nice, just like back of the filling station in Mount Pilot. Hey, Carl, who are those folks over yonder?
Hiya, folks. You say your picnic's not going right because you got ants crawling all over you and your food and the potato salad's gone bad and everyone's throwing up on your shoes. So you decide to move to a new picnic ground, but there's a bunch of weird-looking people over there heading for the same spot as you. Is that what's troubling you, cousin?
Look at those pathetic-looking people over there heading for the same spot as we are. What is that they've got with them, a moose? And look, they've got ants all over them. They're all jumping. Bing and hopping around.
You can't convince me that they're going to get that picnic spot. I wasn't born on the 4th of July, you know. We're going to take that picnic ground if it's the last thing we do.
This is crazy. We'll never make it. I'm no hooligan. What do I know about hostile picnic takeovers? I can barely work up the courage to ask the bag boy for directions to housewares. And that's on a good day.
Quiet, you. Sherman and I will simply dial yesterday into the Wayback Machine and avoid the forthcoming altercation entirely.
Perhaps if I turned a somersault, I could shake the San Andreas Fault. Then when they give up their spot, we could take that hallowed plot.
Victor, I like you a lot. But did you know you're fat? Now please shut up already. We can't be fighting amongst ourselves. We've got to make this takeover happen, and we've got to do it right. I think we should make it rain.
Good afternoon, or should I say mediocre, post-meridian, for it appears out of the corner of my ocular observational sense that menacing storm clouds of the cumulonimbus variety are gathering over the picnic area.
Oh no, what are we going to do? You're a frog, aren't you? Can't you swim? Oh, I haven't been in the water for over 20 years. Then get on my back, wimp. I'll save you. Thank you ever so much, Piggy. Oh, help!
She missed saving him by that much. But not to worry, I'll just find a gadget of some sort to pull us out of this watery mess.
This is the most disturbing afternoon I have ever had in my entire life. It reminds me of the day that Judge Sirica asked for those tapes. No, no, I'm washing away.
Help, I'm drowning.
Where's Rocky when you need
him? The chemical symbol for water is H2O.
I said I was hungry, not thirsty.
Where's Chumley?
Right here, Tennessee.
I'm drowning and I don't know why.
Save me, I don't have my water
things
on.
Help, I'm going under for the third and final time.
Save me, I'm drowning, don't
help
you know?
Help us, we're all flailing and kicking.
I'm swimming from here to eternity.
Hang on to me, I float.
Quiet, you. Let me drown in peace.
Dateline, the flooded picnic. The ants are gone, the potato salad is gone, and everyone was carried away by the water to an even better picnic area where all are safe and dry.
What are you, crazy? The only thing that saved me from a watery death was my wooden hat. I used it as a flotation device.
Well, we hope you can all make it to next year's character picnic. Promotional considerations for this year's picnic were provided by Mother Nature. Goodbye.